So our next guest is a well-known pastor here in our community, and I was just told he did not preach on Sunday, so he loves to talk in general. He didn't preach on Sunday, so he's kept it bottled up for the last 24 hours. We did tell Pastor Jerry DeVinny he has about 8 minutes in this interview, so we can't go...
The sermonette.
Yeah. We can't go any longer than that, but I know your story's about 20 minutes long and counting, but we're excited to have you on here, Pastor, because you... 6 months ago, experienced a heart attack.
Yes.
And it started, though, back in May of last year.
Right. I hurt my shoulder undoing some deck boards, and I just ignored it because I thought it was the whole time. And it just got worse and worse. And then went to the doctor, got some medication, and never pay attention to my body. I'm 70. I think I'm going to live forever, you know. Pretty good shape, not obese or anything like that, and didn't smoke. Then... on Friday, I was having a birthday celebration, my birthday on the 21st, and it just got worse and worse and worse. The whole deal about the pain in the arm and all that, sweat and short of breath. Well, that Saturday morning on the 24th of August is when I went to my office to prepare for Sunday, like I sometimes do. Anyway, I just hurt so bad. I got in the floor, couldn't get any relief. Got on the couch, couldn't get any relief. Got back in my chair, couldn't get any relief. And it felt like 10 elephants was on my shoulder. But my problem was not listening to my body, because I had all the symptoms and signs, but I explained it was my shoulder. I kept telling myself it was shoulder. It wasn't my shoulder. It was a heart attack. And I told Rhonda, I called her, I said, I got to come home. You got to take me to the doctor. Well, on the way up, Matt Gallant, I almost doubled over. It was that much pain. And I called her, said, Rhonda, I'm not going to make it to home. So she told me, Amanda told me to pull over in the McDonald's, and Amanda come got me. And
that's your daughter.
Yeah, Rhonda took me, my wife Rhonda, took me to the hospital in Fort Mill at Piedmont. And man, when you hear the doctor tell you that you're in trouble and he's having a heart attack at that moment, my widowmaker was blocked. I didn't know what a widowmaker was. I'm healthy. I can do anything, you know. You don't think about things like that because, again, as I learned, I didn't listen to my body. And that was a scary thing. It was telling me you're in bad shape. And I told the doctor, I said, get my kids here. I want to see my babies before I die. That's how bad it was. And then I met Dr. M, and my life has been changed since. But again, I appreciate Piedmont Medical Center. They did an awesome job with me. And the people in the ambulance, all those were just talking calm to me. When I get to the hospital, I know everybody in the suite back there working on, because I'm over there all the time. But I just want to give a warning. You better start listening to your body, especially whatever age you are. When something doesn't seem right, it's not right. And rehab, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Only you can say that.
Let me tell you something. I've been eating grass. I've been eating sticks. I've been eating tree bark now for months. They call that a salad here in
the
South.
Piedmont just found their new spokesman.
Yeah. So no more potlucks
at your
church.
No more. I tell you, it's hard to discipline yourself to eat right. And that's what Dr. M and his team has taught us. Went to rehab, how to eat right and stress. You know, what I do, you with people is dying. And it's hard to disconnect. And I didn't know how to handle stress. And the rehab part taught me a lot of things.
Well, it's also your body is telling you to slow down. You operate at a level 10.
Yeah,
most people do a 7 or 8. You're at a 10.
Right.
But your profession is like that too.
I mean, right,
you're centered around being around people. You get your energy off of people. Mm-hmm. You're high energy. You're a lot of these meetings that you go to and gatherings surrounded by food.
Right.
Our diet here in the South is not heart healthy.
Yes.
I know your doctor, we're going to catch up with him in a minute. He will tell us that.
Yeah.
But it was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah,
For you to say to call your family in prepare your goodbyes at 70. You're a young guy. I wouldn't have thought you were 70.
Right, Doc. Again, I really knew I was in trouble. I didn't know I was in that bad of trouble. But when you hear your doctor tell your wife that news, all I want to do is see my kids before I die. Mm. And I had a peace, Lucas. Mm. I wasn't scared. It was one of those moments that you can only describe. That you can't describe it. But I already had the pads on me ready to shock me. And like I said, at that time, nothing matters but your family. And that's the way my life.
Well, that also means that the Lord wasn't done with you yet.
Yes, ma'am, Ashley. After I went through rehab and got ready to go back to work, I wrote a message on what a difference a day makes. Mm-hmm. And it made me reprioritize.
Absolutely.
It made me think about why I'm here and what God has for me. Because he'll tell you, people's died for what I had. And maybe I should have died, but God wasn't through mm-hmm. with me yet. And growing up here, you really want to help people that you grew up with. Mm-hmm. And these are my roots. You are my family mm-hmm. in this room. You what makes a difference in my people's life. We listen to y'all daily. You bring your family into ours, and that's what's good about who we are. And then meeting a great friend now, Dr. M, he will never be anything but a hero in my family because he gave me another chance.
Well, we just heard the story from Pastor Jerry DeVinny of his heart attack that he suffered 6 months ago today, back in August of 2024. Actually, it was August the 24th of 2024. Your doctor is here, Dr. Gunga Malasana.
That is correct.
And you're a cardiologist with Piedmont Medical Center.
Correct.
What Pastor DeVinny described with he hurt his shoulder and had some lingering pain, I think a lot of folks would probably have reacted the same way as he did. How should folks receive those signals from their bodies and not, you know, freak out after every little mishap, I guess?
Right. So the really good thing about Jerry's story is the presentation of heart disease with atypical symptoms. Normally what we see on TV or on advertising is you'll feel like, you know, heaviness, chest pain, elephant sitting on your chest. But in some people, it may present with atypical symptoms, like a shoulder pain that doesn't go away or an epigastric pain that doesn't go away. And you're right, there could be other reasons why you could have shoulder pain, just like arthritis. But if something keeps bothering you and you've done things, and it's important that you get it checked out. I think what Jerry was experiencing was most likely stable angina, meaning there is a blockage in the artery that reduces the blood flow, gives you a warning, hey, the heart is not getting enough blood flow. And unfortunately, sometimes these blockages or plaques can break open and shut down the entire vessel, which is when Jerry experienced that feeling of, like, you know, feeling doom, like really heavy chest pain symptoms and everything. And it's important that he did. The story is amazing because, you know, there are some atypical warning symptoms. Then he realized, like, an acute syndrome, and he presented immediately, not like ignored it or anything like that. He called for help. He came to the hospital within the right amount of time, and we were able to get the artery opened up. His heart muscle was initially stunned, but after, like, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months of, you know, medications and rehab and everything, his heart function is back to normal. And the amazing thing that I tell Jerry too is that not just what the care that he received in the hospital, but the things he did after. He changed his lifestyle. He changed his diet. He went through an intensive cardiac rehab program, which is amazing because not a lot of people would actually credit rehab the way that he's saying. I'm just amazed.
He makes it sound like it's Club Med.
Exactly.
This is great. It
was. Yeah, he's I think he's been a champion after the hospital event.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I just, again, the rehab was perfect for me because I wanted to be around. I wanted to see my grandkids, mm-hmm. Easton and Lillian, Charlie and Abby, get married. And you have to, sometimes you're forced to do something. And I look forward to it. So it was good for me.
Dr. M, is there any advice you would give to people at any age to live better, exercise more, eat better? Like, what do people need to do? Maybe I'm asking for a friend. I'm hitting that stride.
Yeah.
What do people need to do? And at what age do people really need to start worrying about their heart health?
Those are really good questions, Ashley. So I think heart disease, I think when you look in the United States, the prevalence is increasing. Anyone aged above 40 does have a slightly increased risk. And especially if you have any other risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, not having a lot of physical activity like sedentary status, smoking, or any family history with someone having had early heart disease, they're particularly at risk, or someone with chronic inflammatory conditions or chronic kidney disease. So the best way to take care of ourselves is where you started with, how we eat and what we eat. It doesn't mean like a restrictive diet, but moderation of everything. So that's what I tell my patients, like, do not go on these very restrictive diets because you can't keep up. But eat everything in moderation. Change towards lean meats, more fruits, nuts, vegetables, salads. And the second thing is exercising half an hour a day. Or, you know, if you can do half an hour, 3 10-minutes will work too. Sleep well, like 7 hours a day is what you need. You know, and cut down on your stress, like Jerry did. I think he had a lot of family support.
A lot of threats.
But I think those are the key things, like how you eat, how much we exercise, how we sleep, and cut down on the stress. Yoga helps, meditation helps, you know, all of these things. And most importantly, listening to your body, like Jerry was saying. If something's bothering you, just don't ignore it. Yeah. Get it checked out. Even if it's negative, it will give you a peace of mind.
Yeah, Ashley, I would also just as he couple with him, my dad died of a heart attack with a Widowmaker. My granddad had a major heart attack. So again, I still knew all those things. I just didn't think it was going
to
be me.
Happened to you.
I thought it could be everybody else, but not me, because I didn't smoke. I didn't do some of the things that contributed to that. But I never listened to my body. That's the problem.
Well, this is a great story to share with us. Those personal stories resonate so much with so many people out there, Pastor. And, you know, you're a great example. God gave you a second act.
He did.
And
he did.
The fact that you listened to it and you followed through with your rehab and your diet and everything else might not have been the lifestyle that you would want to have now. But just think about this. You get many more years added to the clock, and that's just wonderful.
Yeah, Jesus has been good to me and my lifetime, and how he's changed my life and gave me a wonderful family, wonderful congregation. And did you hear, Dr. Monticello, I could have a Dutch meal cheeseburger and an Ebenezer hot dog. Just got to do moderation.
In moderation.
Heard it here first.
Both, maybe not both the same day.
In the same day,
Maybe that's moderation.
Once a month.
I need to have my hearing checked.
Well, again, February is Heart Health Month, and this is a time to become your own heart hero. Dr. M and Pastor Jerry DeVinny, thank you again very much for sharing this side of your life with us and the hope of saving even more people listening out there. Mm-hmm.